for tonight. Take control of the airwaves at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have on the website. We give them away with you in studio. It's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Don't forget, freetalklive.com. And you can connect to us on Skype during the show at username lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm. Send us a request. We will accept it. And then it'll be easy to connect to us via Skype at that point. So many outrageous stories, so little time. We've been focusing for the most part tonight on the JSOC, Joint Special Operations Command, and the assassination campaign that they've been running for who knows how long.
Now, this story actually is really hitting the news now because of a film. It's a documentary film that is premiered at Sundance Film Festival, and the film is called Dirty Wars, The World is a Battlefield. And that's what really brought this to light. And these guys, they actually went on the ground in Afghanistan. These guys actually went door-to-door in Afghanistan. One of the things that, in an article from Democracy Now!, they were talking to the creators in the movie, and this is what one of them said. He said, one of the things that humbles both of us is that when you arrive in a village in Afghanistan and knock on someone's door, you're the first American they've seen since the Americans that kicked that door in and killed half their family.
Oh, wow. That's going to be an awkward moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he says, he went on to say, we promised them that we would do everything we could to make their stories be heard in the U.S. Finally, we're able to keep that promise.
Thank goodness they are able to do that, and thank goodness for people who are willing to stand up for what they believe in and stand up for freedom of speech, and in this case, independent journalism, because, you know, like you said, this is an independent documentary. This was not something that Fox News was out there putting together, or CNN, or anybody else in the mainstream media. Now, thankfully, we've got internet websites that allow us to find out about this stuff. Otherwise, this would just be some obscure documentary produced by a couple of guys who, you know, busted their humps and would probably not receive any recognition if this were 20 years ago. So I'm grateful that we're here now where we were able to find out about this from The Guardian and Naomi Wolf and, you know, Huffington Post and the others that have picked up the story. So thank goodness we're here today. But we don't know how long this has been going on. I mean, we know this JSOC thing, according to Wikipedia, has been around since 1980. And so for how many of those years have they had this assassination campaign going on? How much money has been spent? How many lives have been lost? These are probably numbers we'll never know. But it really doesn't matter what happened in the past. What's happening now is this. It's happening now. It's happening today. People are having their lives destroyed. So you've got to ask yourself, what are you willing to do about it? Now, someone heard me ask that last hour and interpreted that as, well, where's your line in the sand for violence? No, no. No, that's not what I was asking at all. I'm just asking you, what are you willing to do about it?
Well, I think that the story he brought up with the police officer in Los Angeles really kind of outlines. I mean, this police officer believed that he had some, you know, some proof on malfeasance. He wanted his day in court. He wanted to prove that his brethren in the Los Angeles Police Department were, you know, treating people badly or whatever. And he, you know, he couldn't get justice. He couldn't get justice. So finally he goes out and kills, I guess, another police officer who's, I guess, involved in whatever sort of, you know, keeping down the news that he was trying to get out and his family. And, you know, what are they doing now? They're hunting him down. They just shot up a car full of people, a car with some people in it that looked like his car. And, you know, are Americans outraged? Are Americans saying, my God, the Los Angeles police are out of control?
No, they're probably cheering the cops on. A lot of Americans are probably cheering this guy on. Oh, he's a cop. He's a cop turned bad.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I just... It just doesn't work.
It's the cycle of violence we see. This one cop, he felt wronged. Or he's an ex-cop, and he resorted to violence.
Mm-hmm.
That enraged the police, and then they went off looking for vengeance and found some people driving in a car who were completely innocent and took vengeance out on them. So these innocent people are getting caught in the crossfire, and the way to stop that is to not have crossfire, to stop the violence. Violence is what is the problem.
It was about 5:15 in the morning, according to scpr.org. This is the L.A. story you were talking about. LAPD officers protecting a person threatened by the former cop had fired upon a truck that matched the description of one driven by the suspect. The truck was driving down the street with its lights off, said the chief.
That's disturbing.
Two people were hit. Yeah, but people pull out of their driveways
they
all
do.
The time. They forget, you know, maybe it's early in the morning, you just woke up, you didn't, you know, there's street lights around. Sometimes you don't notice.
It happened to me.
You know, turn your lights on. So, yeah, it's happened to me too. Anyway, the truck was driving down the street with its lights off. Two people were hit and are expected to survive. And according to the spokesman for the LAPD, here's what he had to say. It was one of the people under most serious level of threat. As though that justifies shooting up, you know, somebody's truck.
Right. It's not the veracity of the claim. It is the magnitude of the claim.
We believe
a cop
says,
has been threatened here.
Right. We believe, and now someone's driving down the street with their lights off. So open fire, officers. Right? Because they wouldn't treat you like this. They wouldn't give you this level of protection. If someone threatened you and you called the police and said, "Hey, I've got voicemail evidence here. Someone's saying they're going to come kill my family tonight." You know, they're not going to give you this level of protection. They're not going to shoot the car that comes up the driveway. They're not going to do that stuff. But because it's one of their own that they're protecting, well, then all of a sudden, they can make excuses for it. He goes on to say, "We believe this was a case of mistaken identity by the officers. The two people that were shot in that vehicle with the lights off had nothing to do with this man. They had no idea what was going on."
I want you to ask yourself.
Just a mistaken identity.
First off, I want you to ask yourself, are there two classes of people or more? Are there different classes of people in America, a society that's supposed to be completely classless? If the answer that you have is no, let me ask you this. What would happen if you mistakenly fired on a vehicle that had people in it that you believe had committed a crime? What would happen to you? How many years would you spend in prison? Has this guy said that these police officers have been arrested? How long would it be until you were arrested?
I think they should be held responsible for their actions. I don't care that they wear a badge or that they're paid to do whatever. They gun down innocent people.
Right. Well, they should be required to pay for whatever hospital bills these people have.
No, they were protecting a cop. It's okay.
Whatever,
you know what? Too
whatever
bad for
kind
you.
Of mental anguish, whatever time these people have been lost at work. Mm. I mean, this is hundreds of thousands of dollars.
They're expected to survive, Mark. It's all right.
I'm glad that they're
collateral damage. You know what? You can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs, and we've got to protect our omelets here.
The people who break the wrong eggs should be responsible. That's all I'm saying.
They should be. But what are you going to do about it?
I don't know. What can you do about it?
It's difficult because they're a gang. And they're organized. So it's an organized gang. It's institutionalized violence that's
sure.
accepted by many people.
Right.
And so it's very difficult to get through to many people for them to even understand that.
If you went in and shot up the local Crips or Bloods or Mafia clubhouse or whatever, people would have some kind of, they'd say, "Oh, well, you know, I understand where he's coming from." They'd have some kind of sympathy for you or whatever. But if you go in and shoot up the local police station because of something like this, then they're not going to have any sympathy for you at all. It's unjust, but that's what it is.
I think part of the reason that they won't have sympathy for you is because they themselves have been wronged by the same group of people, but they have suppressed that and are, you know, basically ignoring it. So even though they're being oppressed by the same people, they're ignoring it, so they're not going to see your oppression as being oppression because they're ignoring their own oppression.
Well, there's also Stockholm syndrome. I mean, you've got a group of people, the average person in America, they've been indoctrinated by the state. They've lived with these concepts for their whole lives. They've been told stories about these heroic cops. And, you know, there may be some acts of heroism within the police force out there, but what they did this morning at 5:30 in Los Angeles was not one of them. And so, you know, the Stockholm syndrome, of course, is identifying with one's captors to the point where, begin to have concern for the people that are holding you hostage. You know, that you begin to understand or agree with or empathize with the people that are holding you hostage. And you don't mind being held hostage anymore. And essentially, that's what's going on. People are being held hostage. Many folks do know they're under threat of violence from the state, but others would prefer not to believe that because they've been told a nice story about how we're the government and the government's there to protect you and protect and serve. And nobody wants to admit they're wrong. 855-453, so there's a very powerful mental buildup or brick wall against seeing things for what they really are. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really?
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now. 800-371-4047. 800-371-4047.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code RADIO13.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control and tell us what you think about the police hunting down a former cop and just shooting up anybody they want to who they think is the former cop. Driving a car that's similar to the former cop? Bam! You're going to get your car shot up, apparently. These cops are so trigger-happy, and they're looking over their shoulders at everybody because it's one of their own that's under threat, apparently. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That plus the assassination campaign that's going on internationally on the part of the federal government. And, of course, they're not apologizing for it. you know, whatever they do is legal. And even if it's not legal, they'll make it legal after the fact. We've seen them do that time and time again. So you can take control here, 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, we've got a website with a lot of great features, and they're all free. The archives are there. You can click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you would like. The last 7 days worth are waiting for you right at the top of the page. And then you can click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006. Plus, you can go to SoundCloud.com. Actually, Free Talk Live, excuse me, SoundCloud.FreeTalkLive.com will take you right to the Free Talk Live page there. And that'll give you access to all those archives I mentioned, plus Edgington Post episodes, plus the occasional Free Talk Live interview when we're interviewed by somebody else. We'll post that stuff there. So go to freetalklive.com, grab up the archives, and on the left-hand side of the page of freetalklive.com, you will find our SoundCloud link. So enjoy all that for free.
The Mortgage Minute Guy wants you to know that the FHA is changing its rules, and those rule changes are likely to not be very favorable to borrowers. Certainly not as favorable as the rules we have right now. Now, you need to take advantage of the best rates that the market has had to offer in a very long time, and get that loan before April the 1st, if you can do it. If you can do it, it will you'll see some advantages. Obviously, I can't give the specifics here on the radio. It's I don't know them all. The experts over at MortgageMinuteGuy.com certainly do. You can go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com, or you can call the telephone number I'm going to give you in a minute, and you can talk to either Roger Schlesinger or one of his experts. They'll give you the rundown. The number is 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088. Like I said, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. James is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Marcus, and Mark.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Welcome, James. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Did any of you, by any chance, get to see the conference the LAPD was having today about the cops?
I have not seen anything about this until the last hour when someone called in to the show to bring it up tonight. I'm afraid that's all I've heard about this.
Well, the thing is, I haven't been able to see it again, but when I was watching it, it was the chief, Lasting Beck. I can't remember the first name, but he was talking about how he felt. I mean, I noticed that he said something about how bad he felt about the families and the cops that were shot or whatever. But I just don't remember hearing him saying anything about the two people, you know, feeling bad about what happened to those two people that got shot by the cops, you know? I was hoping that you guys could, you know...
No, he didn't care about those people that much. He just kind of brushed them aside.
I think it's pretty clear. I mean, just the reactions. I mean, anybody can draw this up in their mind. When a murder or a shooting goes on, the police act one way. Like, for instance, Columbine. They stand outside and wait for everybody to stop shooting, go in and clean up the mess. When a murder occurs of a police officer, a shooting occurs with a police officer, they act in an entirely different fashion. They act as though one of their closest friends has been harmed, you know. And it's true. It's the person who has their back that if something happens to them. So, I mean, it really shows this in-gang, out-gang mentality that's there. And, I mean, I hope that the law enforcement professionals out there, if they have the opportunity to throw themselves between a bullet and my son, they'll do that. I really hope that they will. But one thing I'm certain of is that they care far more about their own being killed than one who's not one of their own.
Well, I just find the whole thing really to be suspicious, you know. But anyway, the last thing I just wanted to say is that when it comes to the conspiracies, you know, those things, the thing is that I just been looking into all this stuff, and then the whole thing about the Super Bowl. I don't know if you guys seen the Super Bowl or the
yeah, there was some kind of
you talking about the Illuminati stuff.
It really, I think they are giving us these things in purpose. I don't know what for. But I know you guys don't like talking about that stuff.
No, we actually talked about the Illuminati stuff recently on the show. I think that's one of the more interesting aspects of the conspiracy world. I think there's a lot of really kind of creepy stuff out there. I mean, it doesn't really change anything for me about how I approach the world. I'm not afraid of this, you know, this grand worldwide conspiracy and their tools. I mean, if I were afraid of those people, I wouldn't be doing this radio show, you know? So,
yeah, that's right.
But I do think it's interesting. I mean, people making these symbols and things like that. It's very strange, very bizarre behavior.
Well, I just, from what I've been looking through all this, it just really seems like they are just a strange, powerful people who are behind the scenes running things. And the thing is, because I do listen to Alex Jones, and it is because of him that I was able to pick up on all these things, you know. And the thing is, I mean, I just find it kind of, I don't know what to say about this stuff. It's just weird. And I was hoping that you guys would at least try to look into it more. You know what I mean?
Thank you for the call tonight, James. I appreciate hearing from you. And I have looked into it. I think that website that Brian recommended on Sunday night is very interesting. In fact, I subscribe to it on Google Reader. I forget what it's called, but it's an interesting website. Do you recall which one he's talking
about? No, I don't. I mean, it just doesn't mean anything to me, and I think that this is...
It's just an interesting thing, that's all.
Well, you know, if it's interesting to you, that's really great. I mean, but the thing is the relevance, you know, the relevance to what's going on today and the damage that that many of these conspiracy theories do to the liberty movement. I mean, for every person that was brought on board, like the gentleman who just called, and I'm not saying it's not true, how many people have been driven off by crazy stories that their mind refuses to accept? I don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know either.
The website is The Vigilant Citizen. Anyway, let's continue. We've got Adam on Skype with us. Hello, Adam.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I want to change the topic a little bit.
All right, go for it.
I saw Derek J's victimless crime spree a few months ago.
Ah, excellent.
And I've been meaning to call in and chime in about it.
Okay, go for it.
Never in my life have I had my blood boil so much in one sitting.
Wow.
I mean, I'm putting myself in Derek's shoes with these, you know, you guys call them thugs and criminals, and that's exactly what they are. And, you know, I felt so bad I wanted to jump through my TV every time something happened in that video, man. And, you know, the guy wasn't even doing anything.
Yep.
Derek J.
Well, he wasn't doing what they wanted him to do.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, he was videotaping them on a couple occasions. And
having a dance party in Central Square, which was very quiet, that no one could possibly have been bothered by.
Yep, and you know, it's
I'd
amazing.
I'd like to point out about Central Square real quick. They have this giant klaxon that when the fire department is on a call, and this is not a small town, when the fire department's on a call, this klaxon goes off at whatever time of day or night. So anybody who claims that somebody was playing a radio at a relatively soft level, I was there. It wasn't loud, I'll tell you.
Adam, stand by. If you have more thoughts, you'd love to have them share it here. So one moment, we'll bring you back. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He's talking about one of my favorite topics, Derek J's victimless crime spree. I'll say more about it here in moments. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and if you're a lady listener, you can get details there on how to become part of the Shrine. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. We are on the line with Adam. He is talking about Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. The DVD has almost hit the streets. It's going to be about another week and a half. It's coming out on the 19th of this month. And if you've ordered on Amazon, it's probably going to take a few days to get to you. So by the end of the month, you will have Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree DVD in your hands. And I can say that with a pretty firm I'm confident conviction about that, because I actually have them. I know they exist now. It was a month ago that we missed the deadline. There was going to be a release date in January. It didn't happen, and that was pretty disappointing, I'm sure, to a lot of people. I know it disappointed me. I'm the executive producer of the movie, and I just posted, actually, on the Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree Facebook page a link to an unboxing video. So, you know, these are real big on YouTube, where, you know, somebody will order some kind of new electronic product, for instance, and they will unbox it on video, just so someone can see what that's like. You know, you can experience the sensation of getting something without actually having it in front of you. And so that's what the unboxing.
Yeah, I think that's actually great, because sometimes when you're looking to buy something online, you know, sometimes a few pictures just don't cut it. So yep. If somebody does an unboxing video, it's really great and helpful.
So you can see that over at the Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree Facebook page. There's a link to that there. Let's go back to Adam. He was telling us what he thought about the film, and it sounds similar to Mark's experience. You, Mark, had told us that it was pretty outrageous for you, pretty outraging.
Yeah.
And Adam, you experienced some outrage as well, some pretty serious feelings.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to watch YouTube videos and not have everything, you know, back to back. But when you put all this stuff, all these video clips back to back with Derek Shay's run-ins with cops and judges. You know, if you're a part of the Liberty Movement, and it's hard not to get emotional about this.
I'm glad that that you felt something, because to me, you know, and I'm certainly not trained at making movies. This is my first experience. I mean, I did some as a kid, you know, with my friends, but making professional film like this, I'm certainly not trained with it. But I know that generally, if a movie can make you feel things, that's a good sign. You know, whether you're crying or whether you're laughing or whether you're empathizing with a character, if you're feeling a strong emotion during a movie, that's usually a sign that something's been done right with that. And I think you're right, Adam. One of the most important things about Derek Jay's victimless crime spree, and I learned this when I was in jail, actually, is that it tells the full story. Now, of course, it doesn't tell the whole story. Obviously, Derek Jay's still out there doing great work. He's doing Peace News Now. That's not covered in the movie because it hadn't happened yet. But it tells the story, the full story, over a certain period of time, and it tells it very well, and it tells it in detail, and it's got plenty of evidence, real-life video footage to back up the claims. And, you know, it's something that doesn't come with just a clip. Sure, there are plenty of outrageous clips of police doing outrageous, abusive things to peaceful human beings. But when you do sync them all together and link them all with a narration and with music and, you know, all of that stuff that comes along with a well-produced documentary, it really makes a big difference.
I have to say, I was a little skeptical at first before I saw the movie, because I understood that the movie was largely YouTube clips, you know, stitched together, and I thought, well, I just thought, nah, that can't be that good, you know. That was kind of what I was thinking going into it.
It's probably 90% YouTube clips, yeah.
But going into it and then watching it, I was really impressed with the movie. I thought it was done very well, and it's good to have that understanding, knowing that it's, you know, not everything, it's not all high-def stuff. But it doesn't matter, because the story is there.
It's compelling.
It's very compelling. The story is there. It's told very well.
Is a good hero, too.
Yeah, it's Derek Jay. We love Derek
Jay. It's hard to not love Derek Jay.
Protagonist.
Yeah.
Hey, Ian.
Yes, Adam.
I wanted to ask, there's a scene in there where I think it's Judge Burke. He lies about being threatened.
That's correct, yes.
Can you tell me more about, like, what went on behind that?
Sure. You're talking about Adamo Freeman, who was from copblock.org. He was in the lobby of Keene District Court, actually the first floor of the building, which is not the court. He was on the first floor. Burke is coming into work. He's not wearing his robe at that time. He's just Ed Burke. And he's walking in to work, and he's all alone. Nowadays, he comes in with court security after this incident happened. And Adamo wants to ask him questions about Bo, who's the editor of the film, who was arrested for wearing a hat in court, in Burke's court. He just wanted to ask him some questions about wearing hats in court. And all of this is caught on video. You can see it in Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, or I'm sure if you look at Free Keene for Adamo arrested, you'll find it when you scroll back a ways.
Now, regardless of how appropriate you feel it is to wait for a judge coming in to work with a camera and ask him questions, I've got to say that Adamo did not yell or scream or level anything that even sounded remotely like a threat.
No, they were just questions.
I want to ask you some questions. He kept his voice level. You know, hey, what?
He was held in jail for 2 days and released. Charges were dropped. He attempted to pursue it through the system, attempted to get, you know, someone in the system to hold this judge accountable. I mean, there's video evidence that he was clearly not threatened. This judge had him arrested for that. He was punished by sent to jail, and nothing was, you know, compensated. He was not compensated for his time. He was not compensated for the, you know, the frustration and having to deal with that. They just, we're just going to let you out now, and no charges, charges dismissed. And he never got any kind of justice for that, ever, whatsoever. They, you know, the bureaucrats made excuses, and that's been the history of things up here. These judges do whatever they want to, and then if you bring it to some kind of tribunal like the Judicial Conduct Committee, which is made up of all judges, nothing happens.
Ah, the Conduct Committee.
Yeah, exactly. So did that explain anything to you at all? I mean, it's pretty much what's explained in the
movie. Yeah, I was just wondering if anything happened to the judge, and I didn't think anything would have.
No, I was standing in front of him today at an arraignment, as a matter of fact. So, yeah. In fact, I put in a motion.
Just like cockroaches, you know, they don't like when the light's shone on them. They don't like, you know, being asked tough questions. And I think the more and more people do it, the more and more they, you know, maybe we'll make some of these guys quit.
Please keep something in mind. don't try this at home, necessarily, unless you live in New Hampshire and you're surrounded by a network of activists that actually care about freedom. Look, we actually have the ability to get a camera into a courtroom here. That's not a problem. In a lot of places in this country, you can't do that. You can't show any light on what these people are doing. And if people in other places were to try the things that we do regularly here in New Hampshire, they'd find themselves beaten, dead, or in a jail cell.
In Maryland, they didn't even want me having a notebook in the courtroom.
Wow.
I mean, they weren't like, you know, threatening arrest, but they were like, how come you got a notebook? And I'm like, I'm with Maryland Judicial Watch, and I just made something up, but...
Thanks for sharing.
Hey guys, I think I'll be ordering a DVD because you know you got tons and tons of extras on it. I was reading about it. Now, what's the best place online to order it for you guys to get the most amount of money?
I swear I didn't set this call up. I just like to point that out. I swear I didn't set this up. But thank you for asking, Adam. It's order.victimlesscrimesfree.com. It takes you right to the Amazon page. And I would also like to thank the handful of folks who have written reviews of the film. In fact, Adam, you've got a lot of strong statements to make about it. If you haven't yet, please take a moment to, you know, text out the stuff on a review over at order.victimlesscrimespree.com. And of course, once you get the DVD, come back and write a review of the actual disc and what you think of all the bonuses and things like that. So that'll take you right to the pre-ordering page on Amazon. It's $8.99. We kept the price down. Basically, when I was negotiating with the distributor, they asked me what I wanted the price to be, and I said I wanted it to be below $10, and $9.99 was the MSRP, but a retailer can sell it for whatever they want, so Amazon's selling it for 10% less.
Sorry, good night, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate you ordering that in advance, and if you're going to be at the Liberty Forum, you'll be able to get your DVD autographed by Derek J. You can actually buy them at the Liberty Forum, as long as I don't sell out of them before I get there. Marcus is going to buy one here in a few moments. 855-453. Thanks, Adam, for the call. And you can take control here in moments. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And this is Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free is the SACL CAI toll free line. By the way, I've got excerpts from apparently the manifesto of the ex-cop who is now, they're hunting him. There's a huge manhunt for this guy in Los Angeles, and he's got some very interesting things to say about his former co-workers. But we're going to go to your phone calls. There's too much in this manifesto to actually read tonight. If we get a chance, we'll give you an excerpt or two, and then maybe save some more of it for tomorrow night. Because I don't know if they're going to have caught him by then. I understand they're pouring a lot of resources into this, but then again, they are going after one of their own. And he knows their secrets. He knows how they do business. Let's go first, though, to E-Rod, listening in Georgia. E-Rod, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Marcus, and Mark.
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, that situation in Los Angeles is very interesting. I'm from Los Angeles, so I'm monitoring that very closely. But anyway, I wanted to talk about a situation that happened here in Georgia. I think it was just yesterday. You know how everybody talks about, we need our, cops, roads and courts. Well, there's a stretch, I-16, from Atlanta to Savannah. And somebody in the DOT, it was a foggy condition, and somebody in the DOT had a bright idea. Well, hey, we need to do this control burn. And I don't know if this was brought up before, but anyway, so you had this control burn right off the freeway, and mm-hmm. It caused a lot of smoke in the street. So anyway, long story short, 4 people dead, 9 injured, tens of thousands, in property damage. Why? Because they couldn't see. So these brilliant people in the DOT burned this thing, killed 4 people, 9 injured. And I just wonder whether or not anybody is going to be brought up on involuntary manslaughter.
No way. No way. They're the government. They're here to help.
Yeah, you see, and that's what I mean. I heard about the story, and I said, this is outrageous. If I would have done something, to cause a death, my life is pretty much over. They're gonna come after me. But
they'll get a promotion, man. They're gonna get a medal or something for this.
Yeah, but nobody loses their job over this. I mean, my God, 4 people are dead because people were incompetent and in the foggy conditions. They burned this thing. People couldn't see. 4 people dead.
What?
And nothing's going to happen to them.
Did the people died in what, in car accidents because they couldn't see
the smoke on the road?
Yes, exactly. There was a UPS driver from Atlanta area. I mean, his truck. I mean, they couldn't. They said that the truck was just completely smashed in. I mean, they totally blew it. You know, and then I heard the news report. Well, we tried to go out there and warn people, but we were too late, you know. Well, you know, you know, too late. You know, four people are dead now. What's going to happen? Certainly the lawsuits are going to fly. Hmm. But, you know, I just want to know if these government employees are going to lose their job.
Nah, probably not. They might get shuffled. The worst case scenario is usually they'll get shuffled to another department, or they'll get suspended with pay until things kind of settle down, and they'll get reinstated.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
I mean, I wish I could be more optimistic about it, but I've seen too much of this to know what's going to happen.
It is really sad. I mean, it's terrible when anybody loses their life, and this the extra bad thing about this is since the people who are responsible won't be held responsible, then it just doesn't incentivize the proper behavior that we want, which is people to be more cautious.
Yeah.
They know that they're not going to be held accountable, so they don't have to be more cautious, and it's sad.
Erod, thank you for sharing the story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, as always.
Sure.
855 453, back to Skype, where Ron is on the line. Hey, Skype. Or Ron.
Ron. Hello. Skype.
Hey, Ron.
Hi. Hey there. Just wanted to say I got my a copy of Derek J's Victimless Crimes free today.
Wow, from where?
I ordered it. I can't remember who I ordered it from. The invoice says music video distribution.
Okay. So the very first day that we were promoting this, I promoted the direct link to the manufacturer as far as who you could order from the manufacturer. I didn't know about Amazon at that point. The next day I got the Amazon link. I promoted that because the Amazon was actually like 50 cents cheaper, 40 cents cheaper, you know, when you added in shipping and handling. So if you were to buy just the Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free through order.victimlesscrimesfree.com, it's $8.99, which qualifies for free Super Saver. But if you don't go with the free Super Saver, if you just, you know, click checkout and then adds in like $3 shipping or something like that, the total price on that was 40 cents cheaper. So I wanted to make sure everybody got the lowest possible price. So I've been promoting that. So I guess if you ordered through the distributor, you got it before the street day. Congratulations.
Awesome. I had to have it right away, so worked out.
Have you watched it yet? Have you put it in?
No.
Oh.
I watched the movie, but I haven't watched this version of it or heard your commentary.
There's a dizzying amount of extras.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, great. I'm excited about that. That means that you could, if you wanted to, review the DVD actually on Amazon prior to anybody getting their hands on it. You might be the first to actually review the DVD, which would be great.
I'll do it.
Hey, thanks for sharing that information with us. So I guess it is possible to get it before the 19th. I wonder how many people are doing that. Anyway, anything else you want to share tonight?
Just that you guys sound a lot better while waiting for you to get on.
While listening on Skype?
Skype. Yep.
Sure. Thanks for the call, Ron. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the info. 855-450-FREE.
It's 7 days until Valentine's Day. If you're going to be getting flowers for Valentine's Day, frankly, getting flowers is often quite a nice gift because all you have to do is make a telephone call. The ProFlowers.com has this really great arrangement that we got here, actually, in the studio. 100 Blooms of Love. With a free glass vase, and you can get it for half price. It's just $19.99 with the 50% off when you use the coupon code FTL. For $10 more, you get a spa kit and gourmet chocolates. You just need to use the coupon code FTL. When you go there to the website at proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, enter in FTL. One of the things about ProFlowers that makes them different than the rest of them is that the flowers come directly from the grower. So they have a few more days of life in them. You're getting them from the grower to you rather than going through the middleman like in pretty much every other operation out there. And so I've got to say that my flowers, we got them weeks ago, and there's still some of them are hanging on. I've managed to spruce them up, put little packets of stuff that preserve them, and that you can put in water when you change out the water, that kind of thing. It's really a nice arrangement, and I think that anybody who gets these at work will probably, have some coworkers that wish that they got it too. It's proflowers.com or call 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention FTL when you go there in order to get this arrangement. It's a really great arrangement. It's proflowers.com. flowers.com, coupon code FTL. Just click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. The cop who is currently being hunted for in Los Angeles by the LAPD and probably other police departments in the surrounding areas, he has released a manifesto. And I just came across this about two breaks ago over at HuffingtonPost.com. I definitely want to read more of this on the air because what this guy has to say is pretty amazing. Let me give you some of it. From 2005 to 2009, that's February to January, I saw some of the most vile things humans can inflict on others as a police officer in Los Angeles. Unfortunately, it wasn't in the streets of L.A. It was in the confounds of LAPD police stations and shops, meaning cruisers. The enemy combatants in L.A. are not the citizens and suspects. It's the police officers. People who live in glass houses should not throw stones. How ironic that you utilize a fixed glass structure as your command HQ. You use as a luminous building to symbolize that you are transparent, have nothing to hide or suppress when in essence concealing, omitting, and obscuring is your forte. Luckily, I don't have to live every day like most of you, concerned if the misconduct you were a part of is going to be discovered, looking over your shoulder, scurrying at every phone call from internal affairs or from the captain's office, wondering if that is the day that PSB comes after you for the suspects you struck when they were cuffed months or years ago, or that $500 you pocketed from the narcotics dealer, or when the other guys on your watch beat a transient nearly to death and you never reported the UOF to the supervisor. Now, he's using acronyms here that I don't know.
Authorized use of force.
Thank you. But, he's using, and there's another paragraph where he just gets lots of acronyms out there that clearly the cops know exactly what they mean. So he's speaking to them in their language. Terminating officers because they expose a culture of lying, racism, and excessive use of force will immediately change. PSB cannot police their own, and that has been proven. The blue line will forever be severed, and a cultural change will be implanted. You have awoken a sleeping giant. There's more, but we don't have time tonight. And I'm sure this police story will continue, because they haven't caught him yet. And he knows their tactics. So this is going to be very interesting to watch. Vinny in here with you.
And Marcus.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Quantum the Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.